I did hamburger crunches.
You did hamburger crunches?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I take a burger, I lift it to my mouth.
And you crunch it?
I take a bite, and I put it back down.
Oh, those are curls.
Yeah, curls then. Hamburger curls.
That's close. That's close enough.
It sounds really gross when I smack my lips.
It really does.
Oh, man. I would never fat shame anybody.
I know. That's the reason why I wanted to bring it up. I was like, man, he's talking about fat people. Might as well just
bring it up. I mean, the fucking internet does that plenty.
Yeah. Well, they also, the internet is the best and the worst place in the world for people. Because people either can be themselves entirely or they get just ran down for it, right? It's 100% true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, everybody, we are actually going to do an episode about WCW. Steve, do you have your research?
Fuck you. You know damn well I didn't do any research, and I know you're
asking. No. Fuck you, because you're the person that put it on Instagram that I didn't do any research.
Well, yeah, I have to blame you. I can't take the blame.
No, you have to shift it to me, because yeah. I'm the one that talks. I'm the one that's in front of everybody. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm the pretty one.
Yeah, sure. You're the muscle. You're the muscle of the podcast.
I'm the pretty one.
Mm.
And the muscle.
I don't know about the pretty one.
I'm pretty pretty.
I'm prettier than you.
Hmm.
I mean, you got a kid, so that makes you intrinsically hotter to, like, one subset of people.
That, like, boosts my number, I think, right?
To who?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Hey, well, before you start fumbling through this podcast, can you move that microphone closer to you?
It just sounds different. Maybe it's because I have the headphones on. Maybe I turn them down? I don't know. How's it sound to you?
It sounds okay to me. Is this going to be... How about that?
Oh my god, that's so loud. Jesus.
So today, everybody, instead of doing WCW like we planned, I know that life's been moving a million miles an hour for me. It's been moving a million miles an hour for Steve. And instead of doing something that is completely structured... What we were thinking was we could actually go and do an episode of the current events in professional wrestling and just talk about professional wrestling because we're professional wrestling fans and just kind of go and do a free-formed episode.
Yeah, we can make the episode like how my brain works. It's going to be
not at all.
No, it's going to be all over the place because that's how my brain works. And that's how I like my life to be, complete chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaos.
Perfect example of this. Steve has a 2-year-old son. His name is Dallas, and Dallas is a maniac. Of a child. Would you agree?
That's putting it lightly.
So we went to a local indie event here in... if you type, you know what's going to happen with your phone.
I'm not... I'm trying to pull something up.
I'm just letting you know. It's going to start vibrating in our ears and we're already having trouble. We're already having trouble with these microphones today.
I'm going to vibrate on your face.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
What what was the shuffle that we did? It was the mouth teeth shuffle that you were gonna give to somebody.
The five knuckle mouth. I don't remember.
I don't remember. It was something pretty homoerotic, but hey, man, it got me going. It pushed me through that episode. That's for sure.
That's what I like, baby.
So going back to me and Steve's illegitimate son Dallas. We took him to a independent wrestling show called Pride of Wrestling. And during the main event, they're doing a no disqualification, no falls, falls count anywhere, like last man standing match. And they're hitting each other with chairs and cookie sheets. And Dallas, at this point in the show, this is the main event. This is about 2.5 hours in. Dallas has had... an entire bar of Hershey's chocolate.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
You weren't. That's what it was. You didn't pay attention until he had ate the entire bar of chocolate.
Well, I thought maybe he would have like one piece and then that'd be enough. Because he's never really had chocolate before. We try not to give him chocolate.
At what point in the show did you realize that your son was going off the rails?
I don't know, the whole time that I'm running around. You guys are nice and dry, and I'm sitting here just dripping sweat from doing cardio.
So, backing it up. So, Steve, what had happened was, is that Steve was, brought his son. His son had ate a bar of chocolate, and immediately, like almost like 20 minutes later, starts laughing, going crazy, like getting up out of his chair to like walk around, and Steve's following him,
doing laps in the lobby and just giggling because I can't catch him because he would climb underneath like the pool table or something.
And then he comes back and Dallas is sitting in his chair and he's trying to watch his like YouTube show, and don't get me started on that fucking channel that he watches. Don't get me started on that channel.
I have to deal with that.
Oh my god, it's terrible.
Ugh, it's god awful. And it's those kids make $56 million. They're worth $56 million.
That pisses me off so much.
Or pisses you off. Jesus,
it makes me want to hear it.
Makes me want to have two kids and tell them to film stupid videos.
That's how you get Cheyenne. That's how you sell Cheyenne on it.
Jesus, I don't want another kid right now, man. This one runs me down.
So going back to the fact that we went to this Pride of Wrestling event, and Steve is running around this whole place, and he's going crazy, and it's the main event. This dude is hitting the other guy over the head with a cookie sheet. And it lands, like, right in front of us. This is after Dallas had tried to run off into the ring, and Steve had caught him by his shorts to pull him back. I had caught him by his shirt to pull him back. He got real pissy, and then Steve walked over to the other side and just held him so that he wouldn't be engaged with anybody.
Well, So they were on the floor in front of us, and I was like, oh shit, I should probably hold on to him in case, you know, somebody flies over the ropes or goes into the chair. So I'm holding on to him, and he's pissed off, but I'm trying to move away from the wrestlers so he doesn't get hit. So he wasn't having that, but the cookie sheet landed in front of us. And there's color. Like, these guys have color on them.
What that means is that they are bleeding.
And he went to pick up a cookie sheet after, like, the match was done. And he was cheering, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or whatever he was screaming. So
hot dog, hot dog,
yeah.
Hot
dog. And I look at, and the fucking cookie sheet has fucking blood on it. So I freak out, I panic, and I knock it out of his hands. And I instantly grab, like, the hand sanitizer and squirt it all over, like, his hands and my hands.
It's a good way to get Hep C. But I will say this, is that out of that whole card, and it was an indie show. I was thoroughly entertained with the amount of money that we paid and the amount of flyers that I handed out.
Yeah.
And the connections that we made and the fact that, like, we ended up making more connections after the show. For the $20 that we paid to be in the front row, it was far worth it. But that main event was the best thing on the show, by far and away.
I really like Cheese's crowd work. Dude, he's fun.
He's a good opening match.
Yeah, he's fun.
He's a really good opening match. So shout out to our man Cheese.
I think his Instagram is Cheese Anthony.
It's the farmhand, right? Farmhand moving?
No, it's unsubscribe76.
Unsubscribe76. Wow. Interesting. Well, he is probably the most indie gimmick That's the second most indie gimmick that I've seen ever.
What's the first?
Chuckles the Clown.
Oh yeah.
That's the most indie that I've seen.
Yeah.
I'll get into Chuckles in a second, but this guy's gimmick is that he wears a like an amateur wrestling singlet, and it's the color scheme. The main color is blue. The other color is yellow, like a Munster yellow. And he has a block of cheese. And then he has Kraft singles and like mozzarella sticks that he throws into the crowd or hands to people. And he does the Daniel Bryan yes chant, but instead of yes, he goes cheese, cheese, cheese. And then what we discovered is that during the match, when he pulls them out of his trunks, he not only has them hidden in his trunks, but he also has like literally a pack of Kraft singles hidden in his left knee pad.
Just cheese everywhere.
Literally like a whole pack of them.
I had to stop Dallas from eating a cheese stick that he threw.
Well, I mean, Bud Heavy, who is his tag team partner, who, by the way, is he's a show in himself. He's this big, fat guy that just drinks beer, and his name is Bud Heavy because he drinks Bud, and he's heavy. And after the match, after he got pinned, he goes outside while Cheese is doing his victory lap, and he sits in the front row in one of the empty chairs and is eating one of the mozzarella sticks that was on the floor. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is happening right now?
I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
I loved every minute of it.
Independent wrestling is awesome, man. Like it, especially when you go to those shows, because those are the people that really love it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I felt bad because there was this guy who, not making fun of him. I want to make sure that I'm being very clear with this. There was a guy that was clearly like had Down syndrome or was autistic in the front row.
Yeah, I saw him.
And there was a match that had a high spot where the guy did like a somersault plancha, which is basically a front flip over the top rope while he was running out of the ring to go outside of the ring.
Yeah, I missed that match. I was doing laps with Dallas.
Yep. And the guy goes and does a front flip, and either his hand or his foot kicked this dude right in the face. And I felt so bad, but it was also really funny to watch in real time.
Jesus Christ.
And it's only because it was like somebody got kicked in the face that shouldn't. And I was like, oh, that's independent professional wrestling.
That's fucking awful. Jesus.
But we have been on the move a lot. We've been going to a lot of different independent shows. I know that we're planning on going to one of the last AEW shows that's going to be over at Daly's Place on the, what, 26th, 24th?
26th, yes. 26th.
Yeah. And I'm excited for that because I think that those two shows are going to be so big, right? Yeah. I think that they're going to, and if they're not, I understand, but it's still like, the last time that I saw AEW live, I was really impressed with not just the quality of the wrestling, but mm-hmm. also the quality of the production. Like, it did feel like, it felt like a big time television production, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was big time television. It was pay-per-view.
Yeah. Ooh, love that kombucha. It's very vinegary.
Yeah, that's
very vinegar.
The whole point.
Oh, it's that good microbiome, you know?
Sure.
Whatever I have to tell myself, right?
Yeah.
While I smoke my nicotine vape right after that.
Yeah, all the good vitamins.
But the one thing that I really liked about that AEW show that I didn't get, like the last time that I went to a WWE show was WrestleMania. I felt like everybody that was there for the same reason that I was there.
And that was cool. I would hope so.
Well, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way towards WWE fans, yeah. But when I go to a WWE show, I feel as if not everybody's there to watch professional wrestling. Does that make sense? they're almost there for just like the experience of being there.
Like to say that they were there.
Yeah, it's like WWE came to town. You know, this is...
They got free tickets or something.
Or the tickets were cheap. They went. You know, everybody knows what WWE is.
Yeah.
I have to educate people about AEW.
I will say that there was quite a bit of people that were trashed before
the quite second a bit.
Match.
There were people tailgating. We actually parked next to people that tailgated. Like, heavily.
Oh, I know. You tried to get me to talk to him, and I was like,
Yeah, I talked to him, and they told me that they were going to spread that flyer around, and we didn't get a single listen from any of the 300 flyers that we passed out at that show.
I mean, I know it bummed you out. Do you know how much it bummed me out, considering how uncomfortable I was doing that?
There is an unbelievably bad echo that I haven't heard before.
Yeah, I was just... We need to get, like, the mic screen or something, the filter.
It has nothing to do with that. It's the external noise. This is the first time that this has happened.
It's really weird.
This is really weird. Because it didn't happen before when we had...
No.
I don't know. Maybe it's... I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, but it doesn't seem like any of this is working. But either way, maybe this is just a throwaway. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it at the end of the day.
I mean, maybe we'll just throw it up there and people can just tear us apart on Twitter Instagram.
I don't really care at the end of the day because we're doing our best with what we got. It's not like we're recording out of a studio, right? We're recording out of my apartment in Truth to Consequences. But this is the first time that this has happened. It usually has sounded a lot better than this.
Super echoey. It's like everything. I touch the table.
Dude, you can hear everything.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's the new podcast equipment that we have.
It's a good possibility.
It possibly is. But we didn't have an issue with it last time, which I don't think... I don't know.
So, that's an echo. What is that going on?
Try speaking into your microphone.
This is weird.
Try again.
This is weird. There, that's a little bit better.
I think that your level was too high.
Maybe.
Huh. Sorry about that, everybody. Well, now that we got that settled, yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, I want to bring up one thing real quick. So we were talking about, you know, fat shaming. The internet has just been awful with one of the two new people that just debuted on Raw.
What, Eva Marie?
Eva Marie, and she also had an NXT UK person with her, pretty much wrestled the match for her.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's a good idea.
Yeah, Piper Nevin, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking internet is awful. They were just tearing her apart.
Interesting. Because she's significantly less better shape than Eva Marie.
She's a big girl.
Yep.
And that's good for her, man. Whatever, do your thing, girl.
Whatever works. Banana hat.
So, is there anything that you've seen lately that you're like, I have to talk about this?
So, I have seen that the thing that I saw most recently is, and I'm going to be riding AEW's dick right now. the fact that they are going to be debuting in New York City in Arthur Ashe Stadium that's cool.
I'm not familiar with that stadium. I'm sure I am. I just don't.
You wouldn't be. I am because I've played tennis my entire life and I went to college to play tennis. And the way that stadium is constructed, you cannot see, like, it's not a bad seat in the house. And it has a covered roof. Used to be an outdoor stadium, and it basically just has the room enough for the tennis court, so they're probably not even going to have like a huge entrance ramp. It's probably just going to be a sellout, or they're going to try to sell it out and have literally the whole place filled up with people. And New York is crazy. They are a crazy wrestling town.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool, though, because, I mean, and it's going to be a Dynamite also.
It's going to be a Dynamite, so they're going to try to make that probably a special.
Why hasn't WWE done something like that?
because they have a relationship, a working relationship with the Garden.
And, that's right.
And also, I don't know if you know this about Vince McMahon, but he's pretty stuck in his ways. And I think that he's really, I think that he's more so a businessman that's more traditional, where we're going to hold things in gymnasiums and in pavilions and in civic centers, instead of thinking of like creative ways to stand out, because thinking he doesn't
have outside the box.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't have to, right?
No.
He's the biggest game in town. He doesn't have to worry about outside interference. He doesn't have to worry about, or anymore at least, but I watched like a couple of top 10 videos about how like the progression of Raw and the progression of like WWE tape TV, it used to happen in like high school gyms. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was like in, what's that? Where did they used to film Raw at? It was like the real elaborate inside building. Oh, I can't remember, with the Ico Pro. You would always see the Ico Pro banner. And
was it like the Hartford Civic Center?
It might be, yeah. Yeah,
because they were based out, I mean, they're based out of Hartford, Connecticut.
Or, yeah, I know that's where they're...
Stanford,
Connecticut. Yeah, I know that's where their home office is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I can really think of is how absolute garbage the WWE product is besides NXT. And even
SmackDown's not that bad.
It's hard to watch, man. It's so watered down, and it's too easily digestible for me. Like, I don't know what it is. I think that it's just the fact that, like, the only storyline that they really give a damn about is the heavyweight championships.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and then everything else is just a filler. It's filler. It's there to just fill the 3 hours or the 2 hours of programming that they have. And then there's no payoff. Like, it's literally like 2 weeks of build. Somebody gets squashed. New guy comes in. And I cannot stand that. The only thing that I can really think of that I really want to talk about is just like the progression of like New Japan, really, because New Japan seems to have completely figured it out and figured out how they can develop new stars, and how if somebody goes down, they can put somebody in that makes total sense to their long-term booking.
They New Japan just got another ex-WWE person.
Who?
Darren Young. He's going under really? His real name. I think it's like Fred something.
He's been going there in New Japan Strong.
Mm-hmm. But which is on this Friday. They're airing an episode. I'm not sure where, though.
Is it on YouTube?
It might be.
Because it's very difficult to find New Japan stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's under lock and key.
Yeah, they literally just... They'll let you have something, and then they'll take it down in a week.
But if you're looking to really get into anything that's like really good, or if you think that like traditional professional wrestling, like WWE or like the old WCW, is boring, if you are looking for something that's like similar to how the 90s professional wrestling felt, like it felt real, it felt more connected to its audience, you should watch some of the AJ versus Kazuchika Okada matches where it was like over the IWGP heavyweight championship, mm-hmm. with the Bullet Club, because you see all this outside interference and it all makes sense, but you also have two of the best professional wrestlers in the world in Kazuchika Okada, who at the time I think was like 27. He's like barely 30, by the way.
Okada?
Yeah.
I thought he was in his 40s for some reason.
No, he's like super young. He started off as a young lion, made an excursion to TNA back in like the early like 10s.
I have that network. I should probably look and see if he's on it.
He is. He used to be you know what's funny is that they did promotion for the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
So Kazuchika Okada, if you couldn't tell by the name, is a Japanese professional wrestler. The Green Hornet, the driver in the Green Hornet, is an Asian dude. Guess who they typecasted into that role? The only Asian guy who was on their roster who was going for an excursion over to North America.
Were they like promoting the movie?
Yeah, they were promoting the movie. and he was the driver. He played Kato, and he tag teamed with Samoa Joe.
Oh, I like Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is back on NXT.
I know, he's the special enforcer.
Yeah, I watched it last night. It was pretty good.
I wish that WWE knew what to do with all the talent that they sign that are great elsewhere. The only person that they really have done well with, the only two people that they've done well, actually, that's not true. The only three people that they've done well with from elsewhere recently, Seth Rollins,
Drew McIntyre. That's because Seth Rollins can fucking talk.
Dude, and he can also wrestle. He can wrestle his ass off. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre.
But Drew McIntyre was a WWE guy first, and then...
And then he left, and then he had to go make his name on the indies.
And killed it on the indies.
Killed it. Won literally every professional wrestling championship in every promotion that he went. And then... Fuck. Oh, and then AJ Styles. Like, AJ Styles has proven that he... I don't want to say he's the second coming of Shawn Michaels because I think he's more dynamic in the way that he wrestles. No, that's Asphalt 8. That was my notification that a new festival quest is ready for me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is that a game?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Is that racing game?
It's the one that I play all the time. But yeah, I mean, I remember watching TNA when it first came on Spike, and I remember following it like on YouTube, trying to figure out how I was going to be able to watch it when I was a kid. And I loved AJ Styles. AJ Styles, I've known about AJ Styles probably since like around 2006, 2004.
I've known of AJ Styles because of TNA.
Have you watched the triple threat between him, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe?
No.
You should watch it. Is it good? It's a five-star match. It's fantastic. It's the only five-star match in TNA's history.
Really?
Yeah.
All that talent.
Well, I mean, look at it this way, man. TNA, during different spurts, was such a representation of what WCW was. It was like all the great parts of WCW, like, highlighted. And then as soon as, like, they were gaining traction, they brought in all of the bad parts of WCW. It's like, we have all these X Division guys, and we have all these like really good talkers that we've built up, like James Storm, Bobby Roode, AJ Styles, the whole X Division, Alex Shelley, Christopher Daniels, Sanjay Dutt, Chris Sabin, all these guys, Chris Harris, who ended up becoming Braden Walker. But they brought in all these guys from WCW, like Hulk Hogan, Sting, which was not a bad idea, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, they brought in Kevin Nash, they brought in Scott Hall, they brought in literally old WWE guys to try to pump up the product to get more eyes on it. And then instead of using those guys as a prop to put their guys on top, they just kept pushing the guys that they were paying the most money to. And then instead of phasing those guys out, they kept pushing them and pushing them, and then it took eyes off their product.
So it literally did WCW.
Killed it. But I will say this, is that the best work of a lot of people's careers, such as Bubba Ray Dudley, who ended up becoming Bully Ray, and then ended up having a unbelievable championship run.
I remember his stable that he had.
The Aces and Eights.
Yeah. Motorcycle Club.
I'll say this, man, is that even though it was kind of lame, it was really fucking cool. Like, it was believable because you had Doc Gallows, you had Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley, you had Taz, you had...
Taz was part of that stable?
Taz was a part of it. He was one of the mouthpieces, similar to how he does the thing for Team Taz now on AEW, but he was just like, it was like dialed up even more, where... And also kind of like he didn't care because he was kind of on his way out of the company.
Yeah.
But they were really good. And I don't think that people realize how big Bubba Ray Dudley is until he stands next to an X Division guy and he towers over them.
I mean, how big is Bubba Ray?
He's like 6'3", and he's 300 pounds.
Let me see if I can compute it.
He's a massive dude.
My brain. My computer brain. Dude. How good are those things?
That's tasty. Mm. And they're vegan.
Bada bean, bada boom.
Mr. Worldwide wanna step in the room. Sure. I'm a hustler, baby.
Old rapper over here. Diva or Bubba Ray is, holy shit, he's 6'3", 280 pounds.
Wow, it's like I knew that.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, player, that's a lot.
I could take him.
Yeah, in your dreams.
You don't even know, girl.
I mean, I think that he's just going to he's gonna come up to you, and he's going to just touch your tattoo ever so sensually.
Why are you going to keep bringing that up?
Because it's funny. It's because it's hilarious.
Speaking of funny, so we didn't really get a chance. I didn't get to tell you. Well, you knew about it because you were there. So at the indie match, my son, he got up one time, and I got this whiff.
Oh my God. And can we backpedal this? Can we backpedal this really quick?
Okay. Where are we backpedaling it to?
Are you telling this?
Yeah. And I figured out what you asked me to tell you about. I was waiting to tell you on the podcast.
So let me paint the picture a little bit better. So Dallas the whole time has been a fucking rascal. That's the only way to fucking put it. He has been running around. We have been trying to wrangle him in. And he stands up out of his chair and turns to us as he has his back to the ring. He's in between the first row, which is us, and the ring, which is about, what, 3 feet in front of us, standing in front of us?
At least, yeah.
And he looks at us, and he looks back at me. He looks at Steve, and then he puts his hands on his butt, and then he squats down a little bit, and you just hear, you just smell this putrid smell. And Steve goes, "Did you poop?" And then you could take it over from here.
He looked at me and he goes, "No." He looked me in the eyes as he was pooping and said, "No."
And then he squatted again. Like dropped his legs again, and then he started to cry, but he didn't make any sounds. He just said it with his eyes.
So I took him to change his diaper or underwear, whatever he was wearing. I don't remember what he was wearing. And I get to the car where everything is, because the place didn't have like a changing table. So he had, if any parents listen, they know what this is. He had a complete blowout. Like, everywhere. Luckily, my wife packed extra clothes for him. But I figured out it was seedy, and I did not know why. And it's, he had flaxseed yogurt from my mother-in-law's house, which was disgusting. It made the whole car smell so bad.
To the point where we, when we got out from the wrestling match. that was a big one. We got out of the wrestling match. We go to the car. And I shit you not, no pun intended, Steve has all of the windows down. The car is completely wrecked. You can smell it coming through the fucking vents, and it's just terrible.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
I felt so bad. I don't want to make that. I don't like putting anybody through that.
And it wasn't just me. It would have been different if it was just me, where I would have like,
I still would have felt bad.
But it was fucking Maddie, who is another one of our friends, and his nephew, and it was just like the five of us standing outside of your car while you're smoking a cigarette, just apologizing to everybody. "I'm just so sorry. I'm so sorry. It never happens. I'm so sorry."
It was awful. It was terrible.
Oh, goodness gracious, man. But that was a fun night. That was a really fun night.
On the bright side, I won't have any more headaches from work. I put my notice in.
I know you got a new job offer, man.
Oh no, I didn't get that job offer.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna relax for a month.
Yeah, that sounds nice. You're gonna go on a vacation?
No, I'm just gonna play video games and sit at home for a month.
So you're gonna go on a vacation?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna drag you up to Jacksonville. If we can somehow figure out a place that we can stay the night so that I don't have to drive back early and like drive back immediately.
I'm trying to think of, I think I have some friends in Jacksonville. One friend.
Yeah.
I know I have family in Ocala. That's halfway.
That's halfway. That's not that bad. But I mean, I think that, I mean, it'll be a Saturday night, right?
Oh, we could totally stay at my brother's house.
Yeah, just
crash. Andrew, if you're listening, I'm coming to your house and we're staying at your house.
Word. Andrew, if that's your real name. But I don't really have anything else that I really want to bring up or anything like that. I'm pretty bored with professional wrestling, to be completely honest, right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm watching a lot of these like top 10 videos right now to try to get to keep me engaged.
Yeah.
But I've just, after Double or Nothing, there's really, like, besides SummerSlam coming up in like September.
Who, I think The Rock is coming back. No, he's coming back.
John Cena.
John Cena's coming for SummerSlam. Apparently
Survivor Series is The Rock.
It's like his 25th anniversary or something.
And he looks better than he did 25 years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with The Rock. I would try to fight The Rock 25 years ago. I would not try to fight him now.
When he had the fanny pack and the turtleneck?
I'm thinking of like Peter Maivia.
Rocky Maivia.
With all the blue tassels and the Jerry Curl hair.
What are you talking about, Jerry Curl? That's all natural, dog.
Oh, you right.
Yeah, dog. What are you talking about?
Trying to think. I wanted to tell you something, and I can't remember now, of course. What was it? Oh, Renee had her baby with Moxley.
I know. Baby girl, right? And he's coming out with a book.
Moxley is?
Yeah, he's coming out with a memoir. I wanna get that.
All right.
Have you heard any of his story, like his personal story?
I don't like reading.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts of his personal story?
No.
You should do a little bit of backstory because he is a weird dude. Like the Moxley character that he has now is like that, but like more refined. When he was like an independent wrestler and he was just like going around the indies, he would like talk about how he would be sleeping in a motel and how he grew up and his mom was a drug addict and that he got beat by his father. And it was like,
now I'm really interested,
dude. It was really good. And I followed him. I remember when he was CZW heavyweight champion. And if you don't know what that is, that's Combat Zone Professional Wrestling.
It's a lot of like death matches.
It's like what you would see, what the professional wrestling world would call a backyard promotion because of all of the fluorescent light tubes that they put out. A lot of their guys aren't really technically trained.
I think
Nick Gage
wrestles for them.
He was their main guy, like before he had the robbery charge.
Fucking psycho.
Yeah. But that's another can of worms right there, that fucking guy. And then fucking Matt Cardone, who is the old Zack Ryder. Did you see that on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. He came out like acting like Moxley, but in like a hood or something.
Yeah, so like a druid.
You couldn't tell who it was.
Did the Moxley shuffle, the weird wiggle, which was really good. I thought that was Moxley. And then did the Death Ryder DTT and then pulled off his hood. And it's Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
And everyone just starts chanting, "Fuck you, Ryder."
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone he started flicking off the crowds like, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you."
Oh, I remember what I wanted to bring up to you because I know how much you despise this man.
Who are we talking about?
Jim Cornette. Oh, him and Jack Evans got into a Twitter beef. A Twitter beef. Pretty much So Jim Cornette tweeted, speaking for the generation before both of you, we thought that we thought what Jack Evans says here is true about stupid, sloppy, stiff 90s workers, but Lance made a true observation here. Plus, he really hasn't been a star, so he really... he's really been a star, and he emphasizes, like, been a star.
Yeah.
Because Jack, or I guess Jack Evans was saying how there's not so many injuries now because they're safer workers, and you know we're better. We do everything better. Jim Cornette pretty much just called Jack Evans a fucking sloppy piece of shit wrestler.
How much has Jack Evans been featured on television?
I think this week has been the first time I've seen him in a while.
You know, I'm not going to do something. I'm going to do something that I usually don't do. I'm going to agree with Jim Cornette.
Really?
Yeah, because Jack, like, besides the 450 splashes, his work is kind of sloppy.
They showed, so Jim Cornette, you know, they also have the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
He never really promotes the YouTube channel. He made sure on the podcast I listened to recently, he made sure he wanted everybody to go and look at what he put up. It was the video of Jack Evans doing like a springboard, like crazy flip to the outside on somebody. And he's like, this motherfucker's so sloppy. Look at him. He almost killed this guy and he almost killed himself. Because he lands on his fucking neck.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's fucking brutal.
You looking it up?
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking insane. It's disgusting. Like, it's scary. It's one of those videos where you watch and you kind of cringe because you're like, oh, like you can feel it. Oh my God, it's the first one. I type in Jack Evans and botch comes up.
I can see it. Do it.
Oh, that's not. It's MLW.
No, it's ROH.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It was ROH.
Dude, this is like from almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, Jim Cornette was on commentary. Here it is right here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Concrete floor. How is he fucking living?
Oh, I guess this is another botch.
Oh, oh my God. That's CZW right there. Oh, my God. Jesus. Dude,
why is he wrestling? He should not be wrestling.
It's because he's willing to do all those crazy fucking flips,
dude. His name is Botch Evans.
Botch Evans.
Fuck. Holy fuck, man.
We're going to put that in the description to this channel, because that was fucking ridiculous.
Dude, it makes me want to throw up.
Those were five different times where he either like flipped and landed directly on his back or head on concrete, or he completely missed a spot and almost risked somebody else's life.
Yeah, if you want to look at it, go to open up a new tab. Don't exit out of listening to us. And just go to YouTube and type in Jack Evans botch, and it'll be like the second video or the first video. And it's 42 seconds of like five botches. It's fucking disgusting.
I just find it so funny that you just gave everybody like a play-by-play of how to look up a YouTube.
Well, I wanted to make sure everybody got the right one.
Oh, yeah. While not getting out of our podcast.
Yeah, don't stop listening. I want you to keep listening. Watch along.
Watch along. This is a companion. this is a botch companion.
In other news, I can't remember where I read it from, but Paige is trying to get cleared to wrestle again.
Who?
Nope.
Cares. I don't. Wasn't thrilled with her when she was working. Don't care now.
I don't remember watching her.
I just don't. I personally you can do whatever you want with your body. It's just a little weird remembering what she used to look like before all the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And then what she looks like now. And it just doesn't, like, it doesn't, I don't remember her looking the way that she does. And I don't find her very attractive.
I did. And now that all the surgery, I'm no.
Yeah.
And also,
But for other reasons, I don't. I want to make sure that I'm clear with that. You can do whatever you want with your body, Paige. Yeah. I commend you for your professional work because you risk a lot for this community. It's just not my personal preference.
I also lost a lot of interest in her. I wouldn't say respect because I'm not shaming anybody for anything, but you're a dirty girl. That's all I'm saying. You're a dirty, dirty girl.
We're not...
What is going on?
I don't know.
Get your life together, man.
I thought I almost knocked into the microphone because I was trying not to remember.
You look pretty tired.
Somebody getting ran train by like six dudes. So
she's getting spit roasted. So I have two more things to talk about.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Good for him, though, man.
He, like, came out of that completely unscathed.
Yeah.
I don't... Nobody talked about how the fact that Xavier Woods was in the middle of that. We actually lost power to the recorder that we were using for this podcast. We're still getting used to the new equipment, y'all. I don't have Steve to sign off today. So, and honestly, it's probably better because then you don't have to hear his incoherent babbling. And that obnoxious booyah that he does at the end. So I'm just going to sign off and say, my name is Luke Bad News Burton. And if you guys are interested in hearing more about news within the wrestling community or updates on Wrestleology as a whole, you can go and follow us at the Wrestleology Podcast on Instagram, _ Wrestleology Podcast on Twitter, and then the Wrestleology Podcast on Facebook. You can follow us on all major platforms on where you can get your podcast from. Mainly the two ones that we've seen are Apple and Spotify. You can get your podcasts there. And if you follow us, you will be notified every 2 weeks when a new podcast comes out. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate all of the love and support. And we will see you guys later. Boom!